It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Now stepping up to the mic, it's Johnny Kane.
Welcome to Seneca, Kansas. We're getting set for Northeast Kansas League Legion Baseball tonight in a big matchup as Seneca plays host to Silver Lake. Again, Johnny Kane here with you. Kirk Kilman taking care of us back at the studios. Tonight's matchup is going to go a long way in determining who will win the West Division of the Northeast Kansas League. Both of these teams enter tonight with records of with four losses on their league record, so it is going to be big tonight to see who will take the West Division. Right now, Silver Lake is on top as far as wins go. They are 10-4 in the league, while Seneca, they are 8-4 in league play and 8-4 overall. Silver Lake is 12-5 overall, and again, 10-4 in league play. Silver Lake is the visitors today. This is their starting lineup. Leading things off will be the shortstop, Dylan Rausch. Batting second is their second baseman, Mason Short. Hitting third is the third baseman, Jake Wegner. Hitting cleanup is pitcher, Connor Pruser. Hitting fifth is the left fielder, Mason Maldonado. Hitting sixth is the catcher, Deacon Zordell. Hitting seventh is the designated hitter, Caden Walker. Batting eighth is the right fielder, Matt Barnes. And hitting ninth is the center fielder, Devin Doltmeyer. They'll be facing Dylan Shulianth of Seneca. Dylan, a big tall righty, will be making the start tonight. He is making just his first start of the year and his second appearance. And he will get the task of holding down the Silver Lake lineup, which has been pretty good this year. They've got a team batting average of .420. They have scored 129 runs in the 17 games they have played. So this is definitely an offense that can score and score in bunches. So with that, we're set to go. Beautiful night for baseball, around 85 degrees, wind blowing from the left field foul pole to the right field foul pole. With that, Dylan Rausch will dig in, and we are set to go. Rausch, .462 average this year, 18 hits and 39 at-bats. He's got 15 runs scored from his leadoff spot and 9 RBIs. The first pitch from Shulianth, fastball high and inside. Another fastball left high, 2-0 to Rausch. We'll take a look at the Seneca defense. This next pitch playing pretty much straight up against Rausch. Now the 2-0 from Shulianth is a fastball high, and it's 3-0. Chris Schmitz is in left field, Dalton Herter in center. And Henry is in right. Amy Cook is at third base. Landon Baker is a shortstop. Bryce Uphouse in second. Eric Thomas at first. Now a fastball poured in for a strike, and it's 3-1. And Zach Kramer is the battery mate for Shulianth. 3-1 the count on Dylan Rausch. And the pitch. Fastball a little bit inside, and that's ball four. So leadoff walk for Rausch. The leadoff man is on, and that'll bring up the second baseman, Mason Short. Fourth, .484 average. He's got 15 hits and 31 at bats. Only has a couple of RBIs, but he has scored 12 runs. Well, bat from the right side. Rausch with good speed at first, has a decent lead. Not running, and a first pitch from Shulianth is again high. So he's missing everything high here to begin this game. Ward stands right on the plate. Another good lead for Rausch, not running. And here's a line drive, pace into the left field by Short. Rausch will round second. He'll stop there. But the single for Mason Schwartz, and Silver Lake has something brewing early on. That'll bring up now Jake Wegner with two men on and nobody out. Wegner, 607 batting average this year. He's got 17 hits and 28 at-bats. Not a ton of at-bats. Scored 16 runs and has 15 RBIs, which is third on the team. First pitch swinging is Wegner right to the second baseman. He'll go to second for one. On to first. It is not in time. Does he do get the runner at second base for the first out of the inning? It'll put runners at the corners for Connor Pruzer. Second baseman Uphouse kind of bobbled it a little bit. That probably kept Seneca from being able to turn a double play. But there is one out. Fielder's choice 4-6 on that put out. Roush moves up to third, and Regner will be the runner at first base. Here's Pruzer, 500 average. He's got 16 RBIs, which is second on the team. The first pitch from Chilions is a fastball on the outside edge for strike one. I think this is a big at bat here early on in this game. Leon's trying to get a big one. He gets a pop-up, just going to go right over the second baseman's head and drop down to the right center field for a base hit. Further, the center fielder misplays it. It's gonna, not going to let anybody else advance, but it does score a run. So it's an RBI single for Connor Pruzer. As Roush comes down to score, and it is 1-0 Silver Lake in the top of the first inning. Corbin Forgy is now going to come on to run for the catch for the pitcher Pruzer at first base. Wegner moves up to second, and Forgy will be the runner at first. Now here's Mason Maldonado, the leading RBI man for Silver Lake, 18 of them on the year, and a .455 average. The first pitch from Chilions is a fastball on the outside edge for strike one. Maldonado was an all-league guy last year in the Northeast Kansas League. He bats from the right side. Now he bounces the ball to the right side. It'll be playable for the second baseman Uphouse. The second for one. On to first. It is in time. They got a double play. So Seneca turns two to get out of the inning, and Silver Lake strands a pair, but they do score one. And at the end of the top of the first inning, it is 1-0 Silver Lake. Seneca coming to bat when we come back on FM 103.9 KZA.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do is think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the first inning, 1-0 Silver Lake. Seneca coming to bat for the first time. Here's their lineup tonight. Leading things off will be the center fielder, Dalton Herter. Two spot is the second baseman, Bryce Uphouse. Batting third, shortstop, Landon Baker. Hitting cleanup is the catcher, Zach Kramer. Batting fifth at third base, Damon Cook. Hitting sixth is the pitcher, Dylan Chulion. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Eric Thomas. Hitting eighth is the right fielder, Andrew Henry. And batting ninth is the left fielder, Trent Schmidt. I'll face Connor Pruzer of Silver Lake. He is making his fifth start of the year, 1-0 record with a .185 earned run average, 29 strikeouts in 22 and two-thirds innings compared to just 8 walks. He has only allowed 6 earned runs in those 22 and two-thirds innings. So with that, Dalton Herter's ready to go. He'll dig in to lead off for Seneca. That's from the right side. Herter, .379 average. 11 hits and 29 at bats. Bruiser will go from the stretch. His first offering is a fastball in for strike one. Breaking ball beautifully fit in for a strike, going through the count on Herter. Herter's been a pretty good leadoff man, a 526 on base percentage, which is the team lead. Now he's got to protect with two strikes. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball just off the outside edge, a little bit low. Now the 1-2. Fastball right down the middle. Call strike three. Down goes Herter for out number one. The Bruiser makes quick work of Herter and quickly one away, and that'll bring up Bryce Uphaus. Bryce, 292 average, 7 hits and 24 at-bats. A couple of RBIs. He has scored 10 runs, which is second on the team. I'll swing at the first pitch, but foul it straight back to the screen. Uphaus is not a guy that will strike out a lot. Actually, this entire Syndicate team does not strike out much. We've only struck out 31 times combined as a unit this year. Now 1-1 the count on Uphaus. You look at that 31 strikeouts compared to 266 at-bats. So that's a really good number. Now the 1-1. Last ball in at the knees for a strike. Now two strikes on Uphaus. Shockey is our umpire tonight. He does always bring a little bit bigger zone than typical, but it is very consistent. It's always bigger. There's a curveball. Did he go around? He did. So Uphaus goes around. That's another strikeout for Bruiser. He has two Ks to start the night, and there's two away. Bruiser has a kind of a hybrid curveball slider mix, but it's got a ton of movement and just completely drops off the table. So now here's Landon Baker with two away and nobody on. Baker, a 5.15 average. First pitch fastball down the middle for strike one. Landon has 19 RBIs on the year, which is the team lead. He has also scored 16 runs, which leads the team. Swing on a fastball, fouls it off and out of play to the right side. He's now down 0-2. Two outs, now the 0-2. Breaking ball, bounce to the shortstop. Roush take a big hop, will field it, throw in plenty of time, that'll end the inning. So three up, three down, we'll head to the second inning of play, 1-0, Silver Lake leading here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find, standard door, won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber and Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, Classic, Uniquely Yours, and Cabrio. All doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
KNZA.
Start of the second inning, 1-0 Silver Lake leading. They'll come to bat. while we have a chance to take some of our Legion Baseball sponsors for this year, Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Hyman Cropping Insurance of Seneca. Visit them online at sailorinsurance.com. Ryan Meininger of the team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Also, Sioux Timbers in Highland, a home plus senior living community. And Kirkwood & Company in Highland, a restaurant and sports bar open every day. Visit Kirkwood on Facebook for daily specials. Silver Lake will have 6-7-8 due up. Deacon Dordell will lead things off, followed by Caden Walker and then Matt Barnes. He scored one run in the first inning on a pair of singles. There's a hot shot right back to Chilion. He fumbles the ball, then retrieves it and throws the first in plenty of time. And one pitch, one out. Silver Lake got two hits, a walk, RBI single from the pitcher Connor Pruser. Quickly went away. Now here's Caden Walker, the designated hitter for Silver Lake. First pitch from Chilion, designed for ball one. Chilion did a pretty good job of settling down in that first inning. He struggled with the first couple of batters, then found his command and was able to limit the damage to just one. As Silver Lake had first and second and nobody out, he got a ground ball, and then he got a double play to limit the damage to just one. And now a fastball poured in at the knees for a strike, and it's 2-1 on Walker. Walker, a 520 average, 15 RBIs, second on the team. Now swing and foul a ball out of play, and it's now 2-2. Walker does have a couple of home runs this year. He's only struck out four times in 25 at bat. Up 2-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Walker. That's the first strikeout of the night for Dylan Chilion. And there are quickly two away. But now here's Matt Barnes. He'll bat for the first time. Barnes, 333 average, 11 hits and 33 at bats. He has scored 11 runs, which is fourth on the team. There's a line shot in the left field. That's a base hit. So Barnes is on with two away. That'll bring up now the nine hitter, Devin Doltmeyer. That's the third hit of the day for Silver Lake. Now Doltmeyer will bat with two away. Doltmeyer, 308 average. He has only got 13 at-bats this year. He does have four hits, four runs scored, and a couple of RBI. That's from the right side. Barnes not a big lead over at first, and the first offering is low and away. On the thing, Silver Lake, we're at the top of the second inning. Another short lead over at first for Barnes, not running. Now fastball misses high. 2-0 the count on Doltmeyer. Now fastball misses high, and it's 3-0 with the leadoff man Dylan Rausch on deck. Seneca's going to play deep and pretty much straight away in the outfield. There is a pretty good gap out in right center. The fastball is poured in for a strike, and it's 3-1 on Doltmeyer. Henry out in right is shading towards the line with the wind kind of blowing across the field towards that way. Now the 3-1 is a fastball high and inside, ball four. So after two quick outs, a single by Barnes, and now a walk to Doltmeyer. Silver Lake will go back to the top of the order, and here's Dylan Rausch, who started off the game with a walk. He eventually came around to score on the RBI single from Connor Pruser. First pitch from Chilion. This line into center field and deep, but it's going to be right at the center fielder Herter, who will reach up, make the grab, and that'll end the threat. So a hard hit out for Rausch. But Silver Lake strands two. We'll head to the bottom of inning number two. It's 1-0 Silver Lake on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Kansaland Radio.
Johnny came back with you. Bottom of the second inning. Silver Lake leads 1-0 over Seneca. Seneca will have 4, 5, 6 here in this bottom of the second. Zach Kramer will lead things off. He'll bat from the left side against Connor Pruser, who made quick work of Seneca in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch from Pruser is a fastball that's fouled back to the screen from Kramer. Zach, 435 average this year. He's had a pretty good summer. 10 hits and 23 at-bats. He has 8 RBIs, and he has scored 10 runs. His 10 runs scored is third on the team. There's a breaking ball left outside. 1-1 the count on Kramer. Very late swing on a fastball. It nearly took out Damon Cook, the on-deck batter for Seneca, but it's a foul ball and a strike two. So now 1-2 the count on Zach Kramer. Going to play him pretty much straight up. And now the two-strike pitch. Bouncing ball it to the right side. Playable for the second baseman Schwartz. He'll field it on a knee and throw to first just in time. For out number one. One away, and now here's Damon Cook. Cook has had a really good summer. Struggled a little bit as of late. Still a 300 average. 9 hits and 30 at bats. He does have 11 RBIs, which is second on the team. He has scored 4 runs. Cook will dig in from the right side for the first time against Pruser. A quick work of Seneca so far. First pitch fastball. It's a little bit inside for ball one. Now the 1-0. Fastball a little bit low. You got to kind of look back at that first inning for Silver Lake and think that, you know, that they could have had quite a few more. Now a bouncing ball hit to the right side, fielded by the first baseman Carmen. Covering the bag is the pitcher Pruser, and there are two away. So two away quickly, and now here's Dylan Chilion, the pitcher for Seneca. 394 average for Dylan. Six RBIs, played in 10 of the 12 games. First pitch fastball, late swing by Chilion. He comes up 15 at 0-1. Now a bouncing ball into the shortstop Roush. She'll field it on a big hop. His throw in plenty of time, and that'll end the inning. So three up, three down. We've played two complete. At the end of two, it's 1-0 Silver Lake here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Seneca. We are in the top of the third inning of play. Silver Lake leads 1-0. Silver Lake will have 2-3-4 coming up. Ethan Schwartz is followed by Jake Wegner and then Connor Pruzer. Silver Lake got their only run in the top of the first inning. Could have had more, but Dylan Chulion did a pretty good job of getting out of that inning with a double play to limit the damage. Well, we have a chance to thank a couple more of our Legion Baseball sponsors, Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha, Good Food, Good Experience People, Moreland James Bank in Sabetha, in Hiawatha and Atchison, part of the Bank of Blue Valley, online at beatlinktv.com. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helps you get there safely. IMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers in Highland Community College. Start here, go anywhere. Visit them online at highlandcc.edu. First pitch swinging is Mason Schwartz. He'll pop it up down the first baseline. It'll be the first baseman, Eric Thomas, who will retreat into shallow right field to make the catch, and there's one away. That was right on the line. So one away, one pitch, and now here's Jake Wegner. Wegner hit into a fielder's choice in the first inning. First pitch fastball from Chulion is high and outside for ball one. Chulion again had to work around some trouble in the second inning. He got two quick outs, then gave up a single, a walk, and then got a lineout to end it. Here's a bouncing ball to the second baseman up out. He'll field it and throw in plenty of time, and just like that, just quickly two away. The two outs, nobody on. Here's Connor Pruzer now. He has the RBI single for Silver Lake today. Pruzer again bats on the right side. The first offering from Chulion is a fastball high. I was swinging a miss at a slider from Chulion, and it's 1-1 on Pruzer. Another swing and a miss by Pruzer, and it's now 1-2. Pitchers working quickly so far here tonight. We're at the top of the third inning. And now the 1-2. There's a breaking ball bounce to the left side, fielded by the third baseman Cook. He'll step, throw in time, and three up, three down. So one to the bottom of inning number three. It's 1-0 Silver Lake. Seneca coming up when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha. Rent all the tools you need to make that re-roofing project a lot easier. From Heinen True Value, just ask Rental. They have the Shingle Hog, a power tool that will skin off old shingles quickly. You can also rent roofing nail guns and the air compressor to install your new shingles. Make your roofing project easier with the rental tools you need. Go to HeinenTrueValue.com to see photos and info on all of the rental tools. There's always something new at Heinen True Value, the Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the third inning. Seneca coming to bat, still looking for their first hit of the evening. Currently 1-0 is Silver Link. 7-8-9 coming up. Thomas, Henry, and Schmidt. Connor Pruser still out there on the mound. It's been a well-played game so far. Been fairly quick on a ground ball out for Pruser. 4 of his 6 outs have come via the ground ball. So Eric Thomas will dig in to lead things off. He'll bat from the right side. Thomas, 4.14 average, 12 hits, and 29 at-bats. He does have a couple of RBIs, and he has scored 6 runs. Pruser again works strictly from the stretch. First pitch swinging is Thomas. He'll ground it right back to the pitcher, Pruser, who steps and throws to first base in plenty of time. And one pitch, one out. So that is now 5 consecutive ground ball outs issued by Pruser. Now here's Andrew Henry for the first time. Henry, another right-handed hitter, 261 average, a couple of RBIs, scored 4 runs this year. Only struck out once in 23 at-bats. He'll swing at the first pitch and ground it right to the shortstop, Roush. He'll step throw and 2 pitches, 2 outs. So both teams being very aggressive here tonight. Hosting in a lot of first pitch outs here through the first 2-plus innings. But now here's Trent Schmitz with 2 away and nobody on. Trent only a couple of hits so far this year, but he does have 2 RBIs. Looking to get something starting here with 2 away. First pitch from Pruser in for a strike. The 0-1. A late swing by Schmitz. He comes up empty, and he's now down 0-2. Both starting pitchers throwing well here tonight. Pruser looking to have his 3rd consecutive 1-2-3 inning. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Schmidt. 3rd strikeout of the day for Pruser, and that'll end the inning. So 3 up, 3 down. We've played 3 complete. We'll head to the 4th. 1-0 Silver Lake on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their 2 locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Summer has arrived. We all love to take in those warm summer rays, but we must remember to protect our skin and our eyes from the damaging effects of the sun. UV exposure is the main culprit for skin cancer diagnosis. If you plan to be out in the sun, the best protection for your skin is to use sunscreen SPF 15 or higher, wear protective clothing including a hat and sunglasses, and find plenty of shade. Please talk with your primary care physician today if you have any concerns or questions about your risk for skin cancer. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
KNZA.
Rolled right along. Start of the 4th inning of play. 1-0 Silver Lake. They'll have 5-6-7 coming up. Well, Chilion will stay out there on the mound for Seneca. He's throwing well early on so far. He's worked around a little bit of trouble in the first couple innings, but he got Knight Silver Lake for the first time. 1-2-3 in the 3rd. He'll face Mason Maldonado to lead things off for Silver Lake. He into the 1st inning with a 4-6-3 double play. That ends what could have been a big inning for Silver Lake. They still got 1-0 Silver Lake. First pitch to Maldonado. The check swing, and he got a piece of it right off our home plate umpire left inside the ankle, and he is in some pain. It was the check swing by Maldonado on a pitch that was way up and in. It just went directly off his bat, strict into the left ankle of our home plate umpire, Fred Shockey. So he's going to take some time. And that looks like it was right off the inside part of the ankle. Actually, it's kind of looking more of his knee, actually. I think it might have actually caught the inside portion of his left knee instead of the ankle. And that is a tough spot to get hit by a foul ball. And that was a ball that did not take much of a ricochet, did not slow down much of a speed. It was directly off the bat, straight to the left inside knee portion, in the one spot where the leg protectors that he is wearing does not cover. So they're going to check it out. He's trying to bend his leg back and forth and some of that pain out of there. Where we sit right now, we're at the start of the fourth inning. 1-0 Silver Lake as we have this stoppage here. Hopefully it's just one of those things to kind of walk it off and see if he's okay. Just a two-man crew, umpiring crew here tonight. It's pretty much how it's been all summer and pretty much how it'll be all the way up until the zone. Got the field umpire and both coaches from both teams coming out to check and make sure things are alright. He's going to try to bend it around and see if he's alright to go. Let's go ahead and take a quick 1-minute timeout. We'll take that break. We'll come back here to the fourth inning of play. 1-0 Silver Lake on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect what Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Bottom, top of the fourth inning of play. 1-0 Silver Lake. We have the stoppage of play as a home plate umpire got hit by a ricochet of a foul ball off the bat of Mason Maldonado. Appears to be okay. They're going to bring him out just a cup of water to kind of get his freshness back in him and ready to go. 1-0 Silver Lake here in the top of the fourth inning. Mason Maldonado is leading off for Silver Lake. He will have an 0-1 count against him when we resume. And we are ready to go. Maldonado will dig back in. 0-1 count against him, against Dylan Chilions of Seneca. Maldonado again had a 4-6-3 double play he hit into in the first inning. Now we're ready to resume. Chilion's back in the windup, his 0-1. Fastball high. Silver Lake scored that one run in the first inning. A couple of hits and a walk. Put a threat together in the second, didn't get anything out of it, and then went 1-2-3 in the third. Now another fastball misses high, and it's 1-2 on Maldonado. Another fastball high, now 3-1, with Deacon Zordell on deck. And 3-1. Fastball in there on the outside corner at the knees for a strike. That'll move the count full on Maldonado. Again, nobody out top of the fourth inning. 1-0 Silver Lake. And the payoff. Maldonado swings and fouls the ball to the right side and out of play. Might have been ball four, but he didn't want to go down looking, so he just threw the bat out at the baseball and fouled it off. Stays alive. Again, the payoff pitch. Fastball high, ball four. After all that, it's a walk for Mason Maldonado to lead off the fourth inning. That'll bring up Deacon Zordell. Egrad is back to the pitcher. His first at bat in the second inning. We'll see if Silver Lake puts anything in motion here, leading 1-0 in the fourth inning. Maldonado doesn't have great speed over at first base, so if anything, it'd be probably either a hit and run or a bunt. And Zordell swings and fouls the ball right off his foot for strike one. Three hits so far in the game for Silver Lake. Chileans has issued three walks. And now the 0-1 is a fastball on the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-2 on Zordell. Now the short lead from Maldonado. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball hammered into center field and deep. Herter goes back, and he makes the catch. No, it's off his glove. It falls down. Maldonado is going to try for three. The throw to third is way up the line. Cook retrieves it, but it's going to be probably an error on Herter. It was going to be a pretty tough play. It was right in the webbing of his glove and then fell out. We'll see how that scored. It's going to be tough. It will be an error on Herter because he was underneath it, and it was going to be a tough play as he was reaching kind of over his head. So that's going to put runners at second and third for Silver Lake. Two runners in scoring position for Caden Walker, who swings and misses at the first offering from Chileans. Walker was a strikeout victim his first time up, and Chileans would love another one right here. Last ball inside, and it clips the jersey of Walker. So that's going to load the bases for Matt Barnes. Chileans had settled into a pretty good groove before this inning. He had given up a little bit of trouble in the second, but then got Silver Lake 1-2-3 in the third. But a leadoff walk to Maldonado. An error by Herter, and a hit-by-pitch to Walker as the bases loaded for Matt Barnes. Barnes singled in the second inning. That started a rally that eventually was cut short. Now fastball misses high and away, and it's 2-0. Bases loaded, nobody out, top of the fourth inning. Well, fastball spiked in, a great stop by Zach Kramer. Somehow he kept that in front of him, but it's 3-0 with Diltmeyer awaiting on deck. And the 3-0. Fastball high and away, ball four. That's going to force in a run, so Maldonado will come down from third and score. Everybody else will move up 90 feet. And it's now 2-0 Silver Lake. Michael Olson, the head coach of Seneca, will come out to the mound and have a quick chat here with Chileans. Nobody out. The bases remain loaded. One run across. Seneca will have everybody on the throw tonight. They have been played in over a week. Everybody is good to throw here this evening. Chileans started well and just finally ran into some trouble here in the fourth inning. Now the objective is to just limit the damage. Still out on the mound is Coach Olson, just having a chat with his infield. Here comes our home plate umpire, Fred Shockey, to come out and break up the meeting. Coach Olson's still out there chatting. Now finally he'll break. Chileans will stay out there. Nobody out. Top of the fourth inning. One run across for Silver Lake, but the base is loaded for the nine-hitter, Devin Doltmeyer. He walked his first at-bat in the second. Now a big opportunity here. fastball high and inside. If you go back to the hit-by pitch, Julian has now missed with six straight. There's a slider that catches the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-1. The infield is going to play in for Seneca. And a bouncing ball right to the shortstop. Baker, he'll come home for one, and that's all they'll get. So they gun down Zordell at the plate. Which I guess that was actually Eli Barnes running for Zordell, the catcher. But a big first out. And now back to the top of the order with the bases loaded for Dylan Rausch. Fielder's choice 6-2 on the putout. One away. And Rausch, who has walked, scored a run, and lined out. It's a bouncing ball down the third base line. It's going to roll just foul. Probably a good thing it did, because it was going to be a tough play for Damon Cook. So far in this inning, two walks, a hit-by-pitch, an error, and a fielder's choice. The bases remain loaded, one away. Going on, looking for a big pitch to try to get out of it, a double play ball. There's another bouncing ball, but it's going to hit off of Rausch in the batter's box. So it'll be a foul ball, and it's now 0-2. Rausch hit a ball hard his last time up in the second. He lined a ball all the way out to the warning track in center field that Herter ran down. Now a bouncing ball is going to be hit right to the shortstop. Baker will try to throw home. It's a little offline, but Kramer gets his foot down, and that's a big out number two. And a good play by Landon Baker. He knew the runner's speed at third base wasn't great. And Walker, another out at the plate. And there's now two away and only one run across for Silver Lake. Now Chilion can really try to get out of this inning. A lot of move. Barnes up to third. Doltmeyer will be at second. Rausch at first for Mason Schwartz, who has singled and popped up to first base. Two outs, top of the fourth. One run across. 2-0 Silver Lake. Fastball low and away. 2-0 the count on Schwartz. The pitch. Last ball on the outside edge of the belt for a strike. 2-1. And Seneca's going to play back now, trying to pick up this final out of the inning and live with the damage just one. 2-1. Inside, and it hit him. So Schwartz is hit by the pitch, and that'll force in another run. That is a second run in the inning for Silver Lake, and they now lead 3-0. So Barnes will be the one to come down and score. Doltmeyer will move to third, Rausch to second, and Schwartz will be at first base. Now the bases continue to be loaded with two away for Jake Wegner. He hit into a fielder's choice in the first inning and then grounded out in the third. High ball inside. 1-0 Wegner. Fastball a little bit high, and it's 2-0. Now a fastball high and away, and it's 3-0 with Connor Pruzier on deck. Chilion does not want to give another freebie to Silver Lake. Now a fastball paints the inside corner at the belt, and it's 3-1. But again, Silver Lake in this inning has done this damage. They still don't have a hit in the inning. Now 3-1. Shot right back to the pitcher, Chilion. He'll make the grab, and that'll end the threat. But Silver Lake does plank two at the end of 3.5. It's 3-0 Silver Lake here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stay on top of your finances with mobile alerts. You can now get notifications from the United Bank and Trust banking app. Customize your alerts in our updated mobile app to enjoy peace of mind wherever you go. You can monitor account balances and activity, get deposit and withdrawal notifications, control security alerts, and much more. Get started today with United Bank and Trust mobile banking app. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Add a Larson storm door to your home and you'll have new options for making your home more comfortable. And you can find Larson storm doors at Suthern Building Supply in Seneca. The Larson storm door improves energy efficiency of the entryway by up to 80%, reduces maintenance needs, and helps the entry door perform better. Larson storm doors are available in styles and ventilating options to make your home more comfortable and protect your entry door with an additional layer of security. Find out more about Larson storm doors at Suthern Building Supply in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 3-0 Silver Lake. Seneca will have the top of the order as they look for their first hit of the night. Connor Pruser has set Seneca down in order for the first three innings. So Dalton Herter will be the leadoff man. He was a strikeout victim his first time against Pruser. First pitch to Herter is a fastball that swung on and fouled off to the right side and out of play. Pruser has three strikeouts through the first three innings. He's been perfect to this point. The 0-1. Breaking ball beautifully spun in for a strike, and it's 0-2 on Herter. It's very reminiscent of the first at-bat Herter had against Pruser. Bottom of the fastball and then a breaking ball. Now the 0-2. Fastball high. Lake's going to Shane Herter towards right center. 1-2 is a breaking ball hit to the right side, but that'll be up the first baseline and foul. Silver Lake, 3 runs on just 3 hits. Seneca, no runs on no hits. And the 1-2. Fastball hit right back to the pitcher, Pruser. He'll field it on a hop and throw to first. And there's one away. Here's Bryce Uphouse for the second time. He was also a strikeout victim in his first at-bat against Pruser. Pitch breaking ball is beautifully in for a strike. Pruser has had everything working so far tonight. Now the 0-1 to Uphouse. Another curveball in for a strike, and it's 0-2. Seneca batters just are not picking up that curveball yet tonight. Anytime they have swung at it, they've produced soft contact. Now the 0-2. Fastball popped up to the right side, playable for the first baseman, Carmen. He'll give chase, but it'll go out of his reach and pull down. And so Uphouse will stay alive at 0-2. Oh, to the count on Uphouse, one away. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, 3-0 Silver Lake. In the 0-2 from Pruser. Breaking ball bounced to the left side. It's going to be a really tough play, and it's going to be a infield single to base hit, and then the ball is going to be thrown up the line. Chileans will have to. He might have a chance for three. He's going to round second. He's going to try for third. and he is going to be in standing up. So that'll be an infield single and an error on the catcher, Zordell. And just like that, Seneca has a man at third with one away. I mean, that was a ball that Zordell should have just put in his pocket. He had no shot of getting Shulley on. It just bounced perfectly and died right on the third base line. So it'll be an infield single and then an air two, allowing Uphaus to go all the way to third base. So now here's Landon Baker with an RBI opportunity. He grounded out to short his first time up. There's a big swing and a miss by Baker, 0-1 to count. Well, that infield single by Chilion not only breaks up the perfect game, but also the no-hitter for Cruiser. Now another big swing and a miss. Throw down to third is not in time as Chilion dives back safely, and it's 0-2 on Baker. We've gotten Baker to swing a couple of fastballs up. We'll see if he gives him a breaker or another one up around eye level here at 0-2. Well, now with Chilion's at third. The 0-2. Breaking ball hit to the right side. It's going to be caught on a diving grab by the second baseman. It's throw to third is not in time. That's a great grab by Mason Schwartz out at second base to rob Landon Baker of a hit and an RBI. So now two outs for the runner at third, and here's Zach Kramer. Zach grounded out to the second baseman Schwartz his first time up. He bats with Shilley on to third base and two away. First pitch fastball swung on and missed by Kramer. Cruiser works quickly as 0-1 of the fastball high and inside. Now the 1-1. Line shot down the left field line. That's going to get down for a base hit. So Chilions will score. Kramer takes a big turn at first. He'll stop there, but it's an RBI single for Zach Kramer. And Seneca is on the board. It's 3-1. So for Zach Kramer, that is his ninth RBI of the year. Take that back. That was actually Bryce Uphaus, who was the runner at third base. He's the one that came around to score. But now here's Damon Cook batting with a runner at first and two away. Wild swing and a miss. First dropping from Cruiser, and it's 0-1. Cook grounded to the first baseman, Corman, his first time up. They're going to keep something going here for Seneca in this fourth inning of play. The 0-1. Bouncing ball hit right back to the pitcher, Cruiser. He'll set, throw to first, and that'll end the inning. But Seneca plates one, and after four complete, it's 3-1 Silver Lake here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
KNZA.
Start of the fifth inning, 3-1 our score. Silver Lake leading Seneca. Silver Lake will have the middle of their order, 4-5-6 of Cruiser, Maldonado, and Zordell. They plated one run in the first inning on two hits and a walk, and then scored two more in the fourth on two walks, two hit-by-pitches, and an error. Did not have a hit in the fourth inning, but still scored two runs. Dylan Chulianoff is going to stay out on the mound for Seneca. And so it'll be Connor Bruiser who will lead things off. Bruiser today, an RBI single, and a ground out to third base. Again, Silver Lake has scored their three runs on just three hits. Our first pitch from Chulianoff is a fastball low and away. But Dylan has gotten in trouble tonight. It's been on pitches left up. Not had great command with his fastball tonight. There's a breaker. It's left inside. It's 2-0 on Bruiser. Out 2-0. Line shot in the left center field. That's going to be a base hit. Bruiser will around first. He's going to try for two as it rolls all the way to the fence. He'll stop at second base with a leadoff stand-up double. Silver Lake again has something rolling here in the fifth inning of play. And now that'll bring in Corbin Forgey as a courtesy runner for the pitcher, Bruiser. It'll bring Mason Maldonado up to the plate. Maldonado walked and scored a run in his last at-bat in the fourth inning. He's also grounded into a double play. Maldonado, right-handed hitter, stands right on top of the plate, as do most of the Silver Lake hitters. First pitch breaking ball is low and away. Good lead out at second base for Forgey. Now the breaking ball is left low, and it's 2-0 on Maldonado. You got to think Chulianoff is probably coming close to the end of his leash here tonight. 2-0 is a breaker that catches the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 2-1. Seneca continuing to playing pretty deep in the outfield and going to work the lines as well, so there's a lot of gaps in between left center and right center, and there's a ball that hits Maldonado in the back. That'll be the fourth hit-by-pitch of the night issued by Dylan Chulianoff. Take that back out. That's the third, actually, by Chulianoff. And that might be the end of his night because here comes Coach Olson. First and second, nobody out for Silver Lake. Chulianoff just has not had the command here tonight. Threw well early on and worked out of some trouble. And that fourth inning is when it really got it. So that'll do it. It'll be a pitching change for Seneca. So with that, we'll step aside and take a break. 3-1 our score. Silver Lake leading Seneca. Nobody out. We're in the top of the fifth inning of play when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments, the good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert and Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Pitching change for Seneca. Colton Hazenkamp now in on the mound. He comes in for Soliano, I think he's going to go out and replace Trent Schmitz out in left field. So Chileans will go out to left, and Colton Hazenkamp comes in. He is making his fifth appearance of the year, 4.5 earned run average, 14 strikeouts, only 5 walks. And he'll face Deacon Zordell with runners at first and second, nobody out, top of the fifth, 3-1, Silver Lake leading. First pitch from Hazenkamp is a fastball low and away. Zordell grounded back to the pitcher in the second inning and reached on an error in the fourth. Now fastball is going to be bounced in and get away from the catcher Kramer. Both runners are going to move up. Orgy, who's in running for Pruser, moves up to third base. Maldonado is the runner out at second. Now a couple of RBI opportunities here for Zordell. 2-0 count. Nobody out. There's a line shot in the left center field. That's a base hit. One runner will score. They're going to try to score Maldonado. He rounds third. Here's the throw to the plate. It is in time. They got him. That's a really good throw by Chileans. And the throw off the second base is not in time. It's going to be an RBI single for Zordell, and then Maldonado is thrown out at the plate on a really good throw by Chileon, who just went out to left field. A one run does come in to score, so it's now 4-1 Silver Lake, and we'll have Eli Barnes come in to run for the catcher Zordell. So it will be an RBI double for Zordell. And Maldonado thrown out at the plate. So 4-1, Silver Lake, top of the fifth inning, one out. And now a ball popped up by Caden Walker, and it'll be the catcher, Zach Kramer, who will make the play. And there's now two away. Two outs and a runner at second base for Matt Barnes. Barnes has singled, walked, and scored a run tonight. Pitch from Hazenkamp is a fastball high. If you look at this, Silver Lake has had plenty of opportunities tonight to really break this game open. They have not been able to. It's still just a 4-1 game. Ball misses high, 2-0 the count on Barnes. The only stress-free inning that Seneca has had was in the third when Julian's got Silver Lake 1-2-3 on a they pop up and two ground outs. Now Kramer has the ball go off of him. He didn't know where it was at first. He's running underneath his feet. Now 3-0 on Barnes. Eli Barnes, the runner out at second. There's a breaking ball in for a strike to Matt Barnes. 3-1 the count. Two outs, top of the fifth, 4-1 Silver Lake. Swing and a foul back to the screen by Matt Barnes, and it's now full 3-2. Two hits and a hit by pitch in this inning for Silver Lake. There's a foul tip into the mitt. It'll be a strikeout for Colton Hazenkamp to end the threat, but Silver Lake does play another run after 4.5. It's 4-1 Silver Lake here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find, standard door, won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber and Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, Classic, Uniquely Yours, and Cabrio. All doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
The answer is yes, SBS. At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KNZA.
Welcome back. Bottom of the fifth inning. 4-1, Silver Lake leading Seneca. Darn Pruser still out on the mound for Silver Lake. Dylan Chilion will lead things off, followed by Eric Thomas and then Andrew Henry. Pruser has had a pretty stress-free night. He was perfect through three. Gave up a couple of hits in the fourth, and RBI single to Zach Kramer to make it 4-1, or at that point it was 3-1. Now the 1-0 to Chilion has popped up on the infield. The shallow right field, the second baseman Schwartz is calling for it. Got it. There's one away. One away with Eric Thomas now at the plate. Thomas grounded out to the pitcher his first time up. Seneca here in the fifth inning, only seeing their second time through the order. Pitch from Pruser is hit off the fifth, and then his catcher, Zordell, tried to run it down, but it just fell out of his reach, so it'll just be a strike on Eric Thomas. Seneca has only been able to muster two hits against Pruser. Other than that, it's been a lot of ground out. Of the 13 possible outs, only two of them have come in the air. Last ball misses low and away. 1-1 the count on Thomas. And now the 1-1. Bouncing ball to the second baseman Schwartz. He'll field it on a hop, flip it over to first, and there's two outs. 2-away, and now here's Andrew Henry for the second time. He grounded out to the shortstop Roush, his first time up. Well, Henry bats with 2-away, and the base is empty. He hits the ball off his fifth. Zordell, again, will just be out of his reach. So strike one on Andrew Henry. Four to one our score. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Silver Lake played one in the first, two in the fourth, one in the fifth. Seneca has their only run in the fourth inning. 0-1. Breaking ball in for a strike, and it's 0-2. That curveball is just nasty from Pruser here tonight. Starting about shoulder high of these Seneca batters and finishing right at the knees. Now the 0-2. Another breaking ball. Henry gets a piece of this one and fouls it off. Bruiser gets the side, comes set, plate, brings the 0-2. Here's a bouncing ball to the left side. It'd be a tough play for Wegner, the third baseman. Fields it on the run and throws in time. That's a good play. Really good play by Jake Wegner at third base to end the fifth inning of play. So we played five complete. We'll head to the sixth inning. It's 4-1 Silver Lake here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall?
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the sixth inning, 4-1, Silver Lake leading Seneca. Colt Hazenkamp will stay out on the mound for home side at Seneca. It'll be the bottom of the lineup coming up for Silver Lake, 9-1 and 2. We have a chance. We'll take more of our Legion Baseball sponsor, Sailor Insurance of Sabatha and Hyman Crop and Insurance of Seneca. Visit them online at sailorinsurance.com. Highland Community College, start here, go anywhere. Visit them online at highlandcc.edu. TimeTS Trucking of Sabatha offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers and C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabatha. C&K helping you get there safely. Don't forget, we still have to pick our McDonald's player of the game after the conclusion of our contest. Winner will get a coupon good for a free extra value meal courtesy of the Hiawatha and Seneca McDonald's. With that, we're ready to start the sixth inning. Here's Devin Doltmeyer to lead things off. They'll face Colton Hazenkamp for the first time. Doltmeyer has walked and hit into a fielder's choice tonight. First pitch from Hazenkamp is a fastball behind the back of Doltmeyer. Still 1-0. Hot, sweaty night. Sometimes you just lose the grip, and that was obviously the case right there for Colton Hazenkamp. That was 1-0. Fastball high. That has been the Achilles heel of Seneca tonight, has been command of the pitching. We'll give you the totals after this next offering. The 2-0. Another fastball way behind the head of Doltmeyer and all the way to the screen, and it's now 3-0. So far tonight for Seneca, there's been it 7 free passes issued, whether that's a walk or a hit by pitch. Now the 3-0. Last ball down the middle, and it's 3-1 on Doltmeyer. This has got to be a little nerve-wracking for Doltmeyer. He's seen 2 fastballs go behind his back. And then Hazenkamp pours one down the middle. Let's see what he does on 3-1. Here's the pitch. Fastball high and away. That'll be a leadoff walk for Doltmeyer. For Silver Lake, they'll go back to the top of the order. Here is Dylan Roush for the 4th time. He walks, scored a run in the first, also has a line out and hit into a fielder's choice. Roush digs in for the 4th time. That's on the right side. Again, top of the 6th inning, 4-1 Silver Lake. First pitch from Hazenkamp is low and away. Short lead over at first for Doltmeyer. Fastball low and away. Catches the outside portion of the zone, and it's 1-1 on Roush. Doltmeyer, the runner at first, decent speed. Now he's going to get an extra step, not running, and a fastball 4 down the middle for a strike, and it's 1-2 on Roush. Altmyer, another good lead at first. There he goes, the 1-2 with a fastball high and inside, throw down to second base. It is in time, they got him. That's a really good tag by Bryce Uphouse out there at second base. Throw one hopped into him, and he took it on a short hop and still got the tag down. So Altmyer is thrown out for the first out of the inning. 2-2 the count on Roush. And a check swing by Roush. Didn't mean to go. It was going to be ball three, but he got his bat on it and popped it out of play. In the 2-2. There's a pop-up. This, again, is going to get back and out of play. And now a breaking ball somehow just missed Roush. I don't know how he got out of the way of that. But it misses inside, and it's now 3-2. Now the payoff pitcher, Mazekamp, and this time it will hit him. Roush gets hit by the pitch. It's the fourth hit batter issued by Seneca Pitching tonight. That'll put Roush on with one away. Also bring up Mason Schwartz for Silver Lake. He has a single. He has popped up. He has been hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. I think that ball even caught our home plate umpire, Chalky, again. He said he's okay. Zach Kramer, the catcher for Seneca, does the right thing. Goes out, has a quick chat with his pitcher to make sure our umpire is all right. The Schwartz will dig in with a man on first and one away. First pitch fastball from Hazenkamp is a fastball low and away. In 4-1, our score, Silver Lake leads in the top of the sixth inning. Good lead over at first for Roush, not running. And a fastball inside is going to get away from the catcher, Kramer, and that will allow Roush to take second base. So Roush will now be in scoring position for Schwartz, who has a 2-0 count. Now the 2-0. Fastball high, 3-0 with Jake Wegner waiting on deck. Now the 3-0 from Hazenkamp. Fastball inside, ball four. Two walks and a hit batter in the inning. Now Coach Olson is going to come out of the dugout and have a meeting at the mound with Hazenkamp. So one out, we're in the top of the sixth inning, 4-1 our score. And we'll see if that's it for Hazenkamp or they'll try to stick with him and see if he can get out of this inning. Hasn't had the command tonight, neither has any of the pitching for Seneca this evening. They've given up now 10 free passes tonight. And have hit four batters. Another long meeting at the mound with Coach Olson. And again, don't forget, we'll pick our McDonald's player of the game after the conclusion of our contest. Also coming up next week, you know, brackets hopefully will be released. So sort of imagine that the final couple weeks of the season are winding down here in Legion Baseball for 2021. The meeting is over. Hazenkamp will stay out there. Here's Jake Wegner. It was 0 for 3, two ground outs and a line out. He bats with runners at first and second, and one away. Hazen Camp can get out of this with one pitch, but he needs to make a big one. Wagner, not great speed, so he is a double play threat. First pitch fastball bounces in and gets away from the catcher Kramer, and that will take away the double play. Both runners will advance. That'll put runners at second and third with one away for Wagner. Now a hot shot right to the second baseman Uphouse. He thought about coming home, but instead he just spins it over to first, and that'll be an RBI groundout for Jake Wagner. And Silver Lake now leads 5-1. So Roush comes down to score. Schwartz moves up to third. Now two away for Connor Pruser. Pruser has two hits today, a single, a double, an RBI. Swing at the first pitch here and pop it up and out of play. Two outs, Schwartz the runner at third base for Pruser. The 0-1 from Hazen Camp, fastball hot. Five to one, Silver Lake leads. They played one run in the first, two in the fourth, one in the fifth, now one in the sixth. 1-1. High and away. Like Hazen Camp has reared back the last two pitches and let them both go, and they've both been high. Now fastball in for a strike, and it's 2-2. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Pruser. That's a strikeout for Hazen Camp, his second of the night, and that'll end the inning. But Silver Lake plates another, and after 5.5, it's 5-1. Silver Lake here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
KNZA.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 5-1 our score, Silver Lake leading Seneca. Seneca will have 9-1-2. Due up. Colton Hazen Camp will lead things off as he bats for Trent Schmidt. Connor Pruser stays out there on the mound for Silver Lake. He's been great tonight, giving up just one run through five innings of work. That sets Seneca down in order in four of the five innings. First pitch fastball to Hazen Camp in for a strike on the inside edge. Given up just two hits tonight and two total base runners. A late swing and a miss by Hazen Camp, and he's quickly down 0-2. I've won our score here in the bottom of the sixth. I think they're looking to get something started. Now the 0-2. House ball outside. And again, the two-strike pitch from Prusser. Fastball low. And Shade Hazenkamp towards left center. There's a big gap out in right center. Hazenkamp can find that. Right now, he's just looking to protect with two strikes. 2-2. Fastball in there, called strike three on the outside edge. That's strikeout number four for Prusser tonight. And there's one away. Back at the top of the order, here's Dalton Herter for the third time. He has struck out and grounded back to the pitcher. First pitch breaker from Prusser is in for a strike. Now the 0-1. Fastball down the middle, and it's 0-2. Herter has just let way too many strikes go by in his at-bats tonight. He has gotten to two strikes within the first three pitches of every at-bat tonight. Now the 0-2. Fastball, late swing, fouled off into the screen, and Herter will stay alive at 0-2. In the 0-2 from Prusser. Breaking ball, low and away. Prusser is doing a really good job. He's working strictly from the stretch tonight. He has not gone to the windup once. Again, his two-strike pitch. Here's a slow bouncer to the right side. It'll be fielded by the pitcher, Prusser. He'll underhand to first base, and there's two away. Two outs, and now here's Bryce Uphaus with two away, and the base is empty. Bryce has struck out and singled and scored a run. First pitch from Prusser is a break fastball high and outside. Fastball bounced in at 2-0-1 Uphaus. Seneca with just four outs to work with, trailing 5-1. Now the 2-0 from Prusser is a fastball that Uphaus swings, he gets a piece of and fouls off. Still on the count on Uphaus. Bases empty, two away. And the pitch. Fastball high. 3-1 with Landon Baker on deck. See what, Prusser a couple times tonight, he has reared back and let a couple of them go, and it does. It's got some good pop in the bit. Now his 3-1 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed, and it's now 3-2 on Uphaus. And continuing to blow across the field here tonight. It's been pretty steady all night. Not a ton, maybe 5 miles an hour at the most. There's a swing and a pop up to right center field and deep, but giving chase to center fielder Doltmeyer. He'll run and dive, and he will not make the grab. It goes off his glove, and it'll drop down for a hit, but Uphaus will stay at first base. It's going to be a really tough play. That's got to be a hit for Bryce Uphaus, because Doltmeyer ran a long way and then went into a headlong dive. We'll give Uphaus a hit on that. The inning will continue for Landon Baker. So Baker, he's grounded out, lined out today. First pitch of the fastball low. Baker signed to Highland Community College. Landon Hay, the head coach of the Scotties here tonight, watching his future Scotty. 1-0 is popped up to the right side. The right fielder Barnes is giving chase, but it's going to be the second baseman Schwartz who calls for it and makes the grab to end the inning. The Seneca strands one. We've played six complete. One of the seventh. It's 5-1 Silver Lake on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rent all the tools you need to make that re-roofing project a lot easier. From Heinen True Value, just ask Rentzel. They have the Shingle Hog, a power tool that will skin off old shingles quickly. You can also rent roofing nail guns and the air compressor to install your new shingles. Make your roofing project easier with the rental tools you need. Go to HeinenTrueValue.com to see photos and info on all of the rental tools. There's always something new at Heinen True Value, the Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the seventh inning, 5-1 our score. Silver Lake coming up. 5-6-7, middle of the order. Maldonado, Zordell, and then Walker. Golden Hazenkamp still out there on the mound for Seneca as they try to keep the deficit right at 5-1. So Maldonado will lead things off. He has rounded into a double play, walked, scored a run, and has been hit by a pitch. Mentioned earlier that this doubleheader is a big one because it'll likely determine who will win the West Division of the Northeast Kansas League. Both teams with four losses in the league coming into tonight. Silver Lake was 10-4 coming into this game in league play, while Seneca was 8-4. First pitch to Maldonado. The fastball on the outside edge for strike one. Jason Kiep works quickly, and now he loses the breaking ball over the top of the head of Maldonado. There's a couple of those here tonight. It is a warm, humid tonight. Makes sense that Hazenkamp would lose the grip a little bit. Now the 1-1. That ball high and inside. River Lake scored the fifth run of the game in the sixth to an RBI ground out. Scored two runs in the fourth inning without a hit. Scored one run in the sixth without a hit. Got way too many free passes tonight. Here's a 3-1. Fastball high and away. That's a leadoff walk from Maldonado. Maldonado on to lead off the seventh, and now here's Deacon Zordell. He has grounded out, reached on there, and also has an RBI double. Five one, top of the seventh. Silver Lake lead. Maldonado with short lead. First pitch swinging is Zordell, and he fouls it back and out of play. Now the 0-1. Fastball hit off the fifth, playable for the catcher, Kramer. He's underneath it. He's got it. He'll throw to first and nearly got Maldonado, who was slowly walking back to the bag. But it's a pop-up for out number one. There's Caden Walker. He has struck out, hit by a pitch, and also popped up to the catcher, Kramer. The first pitch, a mighty cut, but he fouls it back to the screen. 4 lead from Maldonado. The 0-1 has swung on and missed. A late swing by Walker, and it's now 0-2. One away, top of the seventh. Maldonado is the runner at first. The 0-2. High fastball foul back to the screen by Walker. Maldonado, another short lead. The 0-2 again is grounded to the left side. Fielded by third baseman Cook. Second for one. Throw to first is not in time, and good job by Eric Thomas, the first baseman, to knock down the ball. But they do get the lead runner at second base, and now two away. So a short 5-4 on that put out. Two outs with a runner at first for Matt Barnes. Walker will be the runner at first. Again, not great speed. Barnes, a single, a walk, a strikeout, and a run scored. First pitch fastball poured in on the outside for a strike. All of a sudden, Hazenkamp has found that command that he is struggled with early on. Now a high pop up into left center field. Herter giving chase. It is back at the wall, and it is off. It's going to be actually a ground rule double, I believe. It's going to bounce over the fence. So, yeah, it'll be a ground rule double that hit right on the warning track, and that hopped right over the top of the fence. So that'll be a ground rule double for Walker, or excuse me, for Barnes. And Walker will go to third base, Barnes at second. So that's his second hit of the day, and now here's Devin Doltmeyer with runners at second and third and two away. First pitch fastball to Doltmeyer in for a strike. He has walked twice and into a fielder's choice. Was caught stealing in the sixth inning. There's a late swing and a miss by Doltmeyer, now quickly 0-2. Hazenkamp one pitch away from getting out of this inning, trying to keep the score right at 5-1. Now the 0-2, fastball high. The 1-2. Swung on and missed. Down goes Doltmeyer at the strikeout for Hazenkamp. That's his third. That'll keep us right at the 5-1 score. Seneca with three outs to work with. Need four runs to keep it alive. When we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Summer has arrived. We all love to take in those warm summer rays, but we must remember to protect our skin and our eyes from the damaging effects of the sun. UV exposure is the main culprit for skin cancer diagnosis. If you plan to be out in the sun, the best protection for your skin is to use sunscreen SPF 15 or higher, wear protective clothing including a hat and sunglasses, and find plenty of shade. Please talk with your primary care physician today if you have any concerns or questions about your risk for skin cancer. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Three outs to work with for Seneca, needing four runs to stay alive, trailing 5-1. Connor Prusner stays out there on the mound for Silver Lake. Zach Kramer will lead things off, followed by Damon Cook and then Dylan Chilion. Kramer swings the first pitch, fouls it back down to play. He has singled in a run today, and he has also grounded out. Connor Prusner of Silver Lake has just dealt all night long. Now a breaking ball in for a strike. His curveball has been outstanding tonight. It's 0-2 on Kramer. in the 0-2. Fastball just off the outside edge. Good spot by Pruser. And the two-strike pitch. Breaking ball, bounce back up the middle, be played by the second baseman. Schwartz will spin, throw, it's not in time, and the ball is going to go into the Silver Lake dugout. And so Zach Kramer will take second base. Probably should be an infield single and then an error on the second baseman, Schwartz. That was going to be a really tough play. So Kramer will be at second base to lead off the seventh inning. And here's Damon Cook for the third time. He has two ground outs. Big lead out at second base for Kramer. And the first pitch from Pruser is a fastball low and away. Fastball, very late swing, nearly into the Silver Lake dugout, but luckily it hits the netting right above the dugout. And it's 1-1 on Cook. Kramer out at second. Another good lead. The 1-1 is a fastball low and away. Pruser has given up just three hits tonight and four total base runners. Kramer is running. Here's a bouncing ball to the second baseman, Schwartz. He'll spin, throw at the first for an out. The throw home is not in time, and Zach Kramer scores from second base. It's a good base running by Zach Kramer, and that makes it 5-2 on the ground out by Damon Cook. Kramer was stealing third base, then just kept running. So that'll empty the bases with one away for Dylan Chileans, who has grounded out and popped up. So 5-2 now our score here in the seventh. Seneca, though, still needs three more. First pitch from Pruser is a fastball low. Loser looking to finish off what has been a great performance on the mound tonight for Silver Lake. Here's the 1-0. The swing and a foul off by Chileans, and it's 1-1. You can tell Pruser is starting to tire down a touch. Doesn't have nearly the same velocity he's had most of the night. And a 1-1. Fastball line to the right side, just over the glove of the second baseman, Schwartz. But it's actually going to go past the right fielder, Barnes. Big turn for Chileans, but he is going to stay put at first base. That's a hard hit single for Chileans. Chileans at first with one away, and here's Eric Thomas. Thomas has grounded out twice tonight. Chileans not running, and a fastball paints the zone on the outside at the knees for strike one. Five to our score in the bottom of the seventh inning. There's a breaking ball just left inside. It's a good stop by Pruser. Didn't get the call, and it's now 1-1. A breaking ball that he has thrown tonight, it just snaps right back into the strike zone. Chileans a really good lead at first, not running. 1-1 is a fastball low. I'd probably imagine if Thomas can find a way to continue this inning, it might be towards the end of the road for Pruser. DeLeon's another half step at first base. There's a line shot into the parking lot. And it's now 2-1. Excuse me, 2-2. Now 2-2 the count on Hamas with DeLeon's at first. And the 2-2. Ball popped up on the infield, playable for the first baseman, Carmen. He's got it, and there's two away. So now Seneca's down to their final out. It'll be Andrew Henry who will dig in. Henry has two ground outs today. Seems like it's been kind of the theme of the night. It's Connor Prusiner, a lot of ground outs. Line shot, that's in the center field, and a hard hit base hit. So Henry will keep the game alive. And that'll bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Colton Hazenkamp. Now here's Coach Seely out of the Silver Lake dugout. See if he sticks with Prusiner or tries to bring somebody else in for the final out. Right now it's just the catcher Zordell and Prusiner along with Coach Seely on the mound. Prusiner looking to finish off what has been a gem so far tonight. 5-2 our score. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Seneca looking to put together a big rally. They have the tying run at the plate in the form of Colton Hazenkamp. He was struck out looking at his only at bat tonight in the sixth inning. He can come through and forget all about that here with a big hit. Hazenkamp will dig in, right-hander. It's the righty Prusiner. First pitch, the fastball bounced to the left side. It's going to be knocked down by the third baseman, Wegner, and he won't have a play. So that's going to load the bases. So Hazenkamp reaches on the air, loads the bases for the top of the order. And there's a high pop up to the left side, giving chance to the left fielder Maldonado in foul territory, and he drops it. That's a fair ball. One run scores. Actually, take that back. Two runs score. And now all of a sudden, Seneca is going to have the winning run at second base with two away. And that's probably going to be it for Prusiner. We'll see. That'll be an error on the left fielder, Maldonado. So back-to-back errors. Scholion scores. Also, Henry scores. And Hazenkamp is at third base with Herter at second. Well, pounce chance to be the hero. First pitch, breaking ball in for strike one. Herter with really good speed out of second base, and he ball into the outfield, could probably end it. Elio on, breaking ball low and inside. 5-4 our score. The tying run is 90 feet away, so you got to look at even the possibility of a pass ball coming into play. Although Hazenkamp doesn't have great speed down at third base. 1-1. Breaking ball just off the plate. It's now 2-1. Uphouse tonight has struck out, singled twice, and has scored a run. His third hit could win it for Seneca. Silver Lake playing very deep in the outfield. Now a fastball is poured in for a strike, and it's 2-2. This is the biggest pitch of the ball game right here. 2-2 is the count. Two outs. Second and third. A one-run game. Prusiner comes set. The 2-2. Bouncing ball hit back up the middle. It's going to be fielded by the shortstop. Roush's throw is in time, and that'll end it. So Pruser gets out of the jam, gives up a couple, but Silverlake hangs on. 5-4 the final, and Silverlake picks up their 13th victory of the season. So 5-4 the final. We'll take our post-game timeout. We'll come back here on the MIT Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Final score again, 5-4. Silverlake hangs on to beat Seneca in what ended up being a thrilling victory for Silverlake here tonight. Seneca had the winning run at second base, the tying run at third base. It's two outs, but a good play by Dylan Roush of Silverlake, the shortstop, ends it and gives it a 5-4 victory for Silver Lake. They improve to 13-4 on the year, while Seneca drops to 8-5. Silver Lake got the scoring started with one run in the first. They scored two more in the fourth to lead 3-0, but Seneca got a run back in the bottom of the fourth. Silver Lake responded with runs in the fifth and sixth innings, and then Seneca played it three in the bottom of the seventh to make it interesting, but ultimately lose by a 5-4 final. Look at the totals. We'll start with Seneca. Dalton Herter, he was on base once. Bryce Uphouse had two hits, and he also scored a run. Zach Kramer had two hits, an RBI, and a run scored. Damon Cook, he had an RBI ground out. Dylan Chulion, he had a single and scored a run. Andrew Henry had a single. He scored a run. And Colton Hazenkamp was on base once for Seneca, who, again, is 8-5 on the year. Silver Lake, meanwhile, Dylan Roush was on base three times, hit by a pitch, walked, scored two runs. Mason Schwartz was on base three times, a single, was hit by a pitch, had an RBI, and also scored and also walked. Jake Wegner had an RBI ground out. Connor Prusner had two hits. Pruser had an RBI single, a double, and a run scored. Mason Maldonado was on base three times, walked twice, was hit by a pitch, scored once. Deacon Zordell was on base twice, he had an RBI double. Caden Walker was on base twice. Matt Barnes had two hits, a walk, and he scored a run. And Devin Dolmeyer walked twice and was on base three times for Silver Lake, who again is 13-5 on the year. Connor Pruser also on the mound, threw well for Silver Lake. He gives up just two earned runs here tonight, but he strikes out four Seneca batters and only gives up five total hits. So with that, time to pick our McDonald's player of the game tonight, brought to you by the Seneca and Hiawatha McDonald's. The winner will get a coupon good for a free extra value meal, courtesy of those Hiawatha and Seneca McDonald's. And pretty easy decision by Connor Pruser. He is going to be our player of the game. Two hits at the plate, a run scored, also throws well and gets picked up the win on the mound. So Connor Pruser, he will be our player of the game. Want to thank our Legion Baseball sponsors one final time here tonight, making this broadcast happen. Taylor Insurance of Sabetha and Hyman Croppin Insurance of Seneca, Highland Community College, KimeCS Trucking of Sabetha, C&K Service, Moreland James Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha and Atchison, Kirkwood and Company in Highland, Garrett Country Mart of Sabetha, Two Timbers in Highland, and Ryan Meininger, the team at State Farm in Hiawatha, all of our Legion Baseball sponsors. Again, 5-4 the final. Silver Lake wins it. They have one more game coming up here tonight. We'll have another broadcast scheduled tomorrow night as Hiawatha is scheduled to be in action. There's possible weather, so make sure you check out MSESports.net for any possible postponement or any cancellation of the sort coming up tomorrow night. Make sure you check out MSESports.net as well for updated league standings tomorrow. We'll have all those up there as well. And next week we'll have zone bracket, tournament brackets hopefully released as well. That's going to wrap things up here from Seneca. So far, our man Kurt Kilmer taking care of us back at the studios. Kurt, thanks a bunch. I'm Johnny Kane saying so long here from Seneca. Silver Lake wins it 5-4 the final on the MSC Sports.